Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth, on this fantastic Friday.
Yes, it is. And our Do Not Fear scripture of the day is actually one of my favorites. I have so many. 1 Peter 5:7. I like it in the Passion Translation. This is in the King James, but it says, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you.
Hallelujah.
Probably New King James. Anyway, point being, we're going to have a fabulous Friday because we're going to cast our care on the Lord.
Amen.
And let him help us.
Today's teaching is 7 things to do when trouble comes.
All right.
You ever felt like there was a huge sign hanging on the front door of your home? Trouble, welcome here. Mm-hmm. Do you need relief with the seemingly relentless assault against you, your family, your health, and finances? If you answered yes to either of those questions, then Psalm 138:7-8. 138:7-8, New Living Translation, is a verse that you should meditate on today. It says, though I am surrounded by troubles, you will protect me from the anger of my enemies. You reach out your hand, the power of your right hand saves me. The Lord will work out his plans for my life, for your faithful love, O Lord, endures forever. Don't abandon me, for you made me. Here are 7 things we need to know when trouble hits. Number one, take the welcome mat away for trouble.
Mm-hmm.
If you were born in a dysfunctional family where trouble seems to flourish, you need to make sure that you're not inviting your past into your future.
That's right.
The lyrics of the song Trouble, 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 Trouble. Trouble been dogging my soul since the day I was born. Worry, 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 worry. Worry just will not seem to leave me alone. Trouble has been dogging you since the day you were born, and worry will not leave your mind alone. If you thought or spoke any of those sentiments into existence, then trouble and worry will become a constant companion of yours. I admit the song has a catchy tune. But the last thing you need to do is singing or thinking about trouble and worry.
You know, and just as a side note on that, you know, your words create your future and what's going in your heart. And the person who actually sang that when they got saved refused to ever sing it again.
That's true.
Number 2, recognize the source of your trouble. Trouble can arrive on your doorstep from, well, one of 2 directions we're thinking about at this point. First is an attack of the enemy to break your focus and keep you from having all the blessings God wants for you and fulfilling God's plan for your life.
True.
And the second is you may have invited trouble into your home by the words that you were speaking, the songs you were singing, or the decisions you were making, or possibly the indecision of making a stand. Jeremiah 26:13 in the New International Reader's Version says, so change the way you live and act. Obey the Lord your God. Then he won't do what he said he would. He won't bring to you on you the trouble he said he would bring. You know, regardless of how trouble wants to show up at your house, it's time to deal with it. And I like to say, if the devil starts knocking on your front door, your back door, send Jesus, the Holy Spirit, to open that door and send him packing. We have the promises. We have the word, but we have to put it to work.
Yes, we do. Number 3, recognize trouble may follow some of your friends.
There you go.
What kind of person causes trouble? Proverbs 16:28. New Century Version. A useless person causes trouble, and a gossip ruins friendships. What makes a person useless? The Message Bible refers to them as troublemakers. If you're causing strife or trouble, then you're a useless troublemaker, making you the kind of person that should be avoided at all costs.
And that means your friends, too, if you call them friends.
Romans 16:17 contemporaneous verse. My friends, I beg you to watch out for anyone who causes trouble and divides the church by refusing to do all that you were taught. Stay away from them. That scripture, I like it because it's pretty direct.
Yes, it is. Number four, finding comfort in the midst of trouble. During a time in our lives, we've faced several in our lives, but we face a really major attack of the enemy. A dear friend of ours, truly, I mean, in the midst of all of this, sent us a letter with 2 Corinthians 4, verses 8 and 9. 2 Corinthians 4, 8 and 9 in the Classic Amplified. And it just strengthened us and encouraged us and helped us in the fight.
Yes, it did.
So we hope that these words will do the same thing for you. 2 Corinthians 4, 8 and 9, Classic Amplified. We are hedged in, pressed on every side, troubled and oppressed in every way, but not cramped or crushed. We suffer embarrassments and are perplexed and unable to find a way out, but not driven to despair. We are pursued, persecuted, and hard-driven, but not deserted to stand alone. We are struck down to the ground, but never struck out and destroyed.
Wow.
You know, reading those words, those two verses, was like giving water to a thirsty man on a hot summer day in July in Texas. Can we suggest that you would read that verse again? Let us do it from the Contemporary English Version of 2 Corinthians 4, 8, 9. It says, we often suffer, but we are never crushed. Even when we don't know what to do, we never give up. In times of trouble, God is with us, and when we are knocked down, we get up again.
Hallelujah.
The best comfort is in yourself when you've really been thrown a loop and it wasn't even your fault, you know, or maybe it was your fault. But the point of it is God will bring you out. He is not wringing his hands in heaven going, I didn't know that was going to happen to them. He will provide you a way of escape and he will bring you out. Just if you feel like you're into the rope, tie a knot in it and hold on.
Amen.
And plead the blood of Jesus and claim the word and the promises.
Number five, people will evaluate you based on your response to trouble. There may be times when you receive a direct word from the Lord to help someone in trouble, yet they will not receive, believe, or act on your instructions. This may be the cause even when your name is Moses. Exodus 5:23, Contemporary English Version. Ever since you told me, speak to the king, he has caused nothing but trouble for these people, and you haven't done a thing to help. Did you crumble under pressure or trouble? Or do you stand firm, confident in the knowledge that God will protect you? 1 Thessalonians 3:7, Contemporary English Version. My friends, even though we have a lot of trouble and suffering, your faith makes us feel better about you.
Yes.
What a statement.
I know. Some people just stand up in the face of all that trouble and go, you know what? The Lord God is who matters. Number six, trouble always brings change. You know, your actions and reactions will determine the kind of change that you experience. When God directs us in his word to live right, and yet we choose to take a different path, we need to get ready for the consequences. Jeremiah 18:11, New International Reader's Version says, so speak to the people of Judah and Jerusalem. Tell them, the Lord says, Lord, I am making plans against you. I'm going to bring trouble on you. So each one of you must turn from your evil ways, change the way you live and act.
Hallelujah.
You know, sometimes when the Lord directs us to do something and we don't do it, trouble may be looking our way. So some people have to be thrown off the horse, so to speak, to change.
You're right.
Or we need to be very conscious of the Holy Ghost when he is telling us and directing us and trying to help us. When a Bible precept is so important that God would say it twice, we strongly recommend that you heed it, because it's going to come to pass. Once again, in Jeremiah 26:13, this in the New Reader International Reader's Version, we were told to change the way we live and act. It says, so change the way you live and act. Obey the Lord your God. Then he won't do what he said he would. He won't bring on you the trouble he said he would bring.
Change the way you live
and act.
Hallelujah. Number 7, what do you do when trouble comes? First, be glad in it. James 1:2, contemporary English version. Faith and wisdom, my friends, be glad, even if you have a lot of trouble. Our reaction in adversity sharpens our skill set, proving a fresh and anew how we handle trouble. Our actions and reactions will determine the kind of change that we will experience in the rest of our lives. Second, know that you always have the host of heaven ready to intervene on your behalf. I'm reminded of when Gehazi, the servant of the prophet Elisha, anxiously reported to his master how the dwelling place was surrounded by enemy soldiers. I was reminded of when Gehazi, the servant of the prophet Elisha, anxiously reported to his master how their dwelling place was surrounded by enemy soldiers. You can read it in 2 Kings chapter 6, verses 15 through 17, New Living Translation. When the servant of the man of God rose early and went out, behold, an army with horses and chariots was around the city. Elisha's servant said to him, "Alas, my master, what shall we do?" Elisha answered, "Fear not, for those with us are more than those with them." Verse 17. Then Elisha prayed, "Lord God, I pray you, open his eyes that he may see." And the Lord opened the young man's eyes, and he saw, behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. We notice in verse 17, the prophet asked God to open Gehazi's eyes so that he could see. The host of heaven had been there all the time, but Gehazi's spiritual eyes had not been opened to see them. Listen, in the midst of trouble, you need to ask God to open your eyes so you can see.
Amen.
Finally, you can find some good advice in 1 Kings chapter 8, verses 38 and 39. 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 38 and 39. New Living Translation. And if your people, Israel, pray about their troubles, raising their hands toward his temple, then hear from heaven where you live and forgive. Give your people what their actions deserve, for you alone know each human heart.
You know, I want to add something on the Gehazi thing about opening your eyes of your enlightenment. Sometimes what the Lord will do is, when you're in the middle of trouble, some things will happen around about you to kind of let the Lord let you know, hey, I'm here, I'm with you. It may not be like a total answer to what the getting you out of the problem you're in, but things will happen, just things that you know, whoa, that was God. Like you're in a hurry and you got to go to the grocery and it's late and somebody pulls right out of the first slot near the store opening, you know, and you can zip right in it. That is God letting you, hey, I'm here. Don't worry.
Amen. Well, hallelujah. We want you to have a fantastic Friday.
Amen.
And need to remember that we love you. We're praying for you.
Yep. And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
Hallelujah, baby. So true. Till tomorrow morning, 8:30 Eastern. God bless you. Happy trails.